I love microdosing.
I love microdosing.
Yesterday, I needed to go practice my drums, and I popped a little microdose gummy, and I'll tell you what happened. I drummed for about a good 2 hours.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I was looking at our new roof, hoping that it wasn't going to leak, and I got some anxiety about it, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a gummy just to calm down so I can go to sleep and not worry about this. And I did, and I had a great night's sleep, and I woke up, and there was no leak.
I've noticed a change in you for a positive change.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. I feel like your mood is like very centered.
I'm sleeping much better.
Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just that right amount of good.
And you can get 30% off your first order, plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code PANTS. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code PANTS for 30% off and free shipping.
Microdose.com, promo code PANTS.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord. And others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Everybody, welcome to Pants.
We're back.
Okay, I have to do a public apology for what happened last week.
Oh, okay, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
Well, I haven't listened to last week's episode, but what happened was we recorded our episode last week and I put my earbuds in and I went for my little walkie around the neighborhood. And I was like, you know what? I'll listen to Pants from last week. Just because, right? Sometimes I'll tune in. And literally everything we had just said in the recording we had just done before I went on my walk, we said the week prior. We talked about everything. Everything was the same that we talked about. And I thought, well, I have an excuse because I was on Valium.
But I don't.
But I thought...
I should have done better.
Kate recognized that we were...
should have done better.
Well, what's your excuse?
I don't have one.
So you're just like, we're just having the same conversation. And
until you called me and told me that, it didn't dawn on me. And I wasn't
I
the
was
one
dying,
doped
laughing.
Up on drugs the whole time. Like
I was
you.
Like, wait a minute. We just said that. We just said that like 10
you're
minutes
right.
ago.
Listen, you shouldn't be apologizing. I should be apologizing.
I wonder if people were clicking their thing like, what? I thought this was this week's episode. This is last week's episode.
Could be. I have no excuse.
Anyway, sorry to do a accidental repeat episode.
Should we go for three?
Should talk about my applesauce again?
Please. We were in New York.
We met each other in New York. And I got to tell you, when I was on, well, no, it started in the car.
Going to the airport.
Our friend Jamie picked me up and insisted she drive me because I was going to Uber.
Hold on. I want to take a moment because Jamie is that friend who does that. I've always admired that about her because no one else is that selfless to take someone to LAX.
Not only that, Kate, but she had already taken the day before our other friends.
Trish and Lauren. Yeah, no, it's like Jamie is that person.
And I was like, I'm getting a car. No. But, you know, I'm injured. So she was like, you're not going to get in an Uber and have someone like knocking you around.
That is true. She's a safe driver. She's also a very safe driver. So,
yeah, we went slowly.
Yeah.
When she first picked me up for my first time out of the house in a car, she was driving so slowly because I needed to walk a different neighborhood at some point because I was going mental.
Yeah.
And so she drove me like 20 blocks.
Four blocks away.
To see just some different trees and different houses. We got honked at, I think, three times. That's how slowly she was driving. Anyway, we got in the car. My flight was at 6. So it was in the middle of the night also.
Wait, hold on. Your flight?
I took off at 6.
Departed at 6 a.m. So that means she picked you up around 4?
No, 3. It was like 3:40 or something. Yeah,
goodness.
I know.
Okay. That's mean.
And
that's just mean. That's what a friend Jamie is. Just want to say.
Exactly. Exactly. There's no one like her.
Nope.
So we get in the car and I have a full panic attack about taking this flight and going on this trip. I mean, we had to go because we had a very important reason to be there, but I wasn't going to miss it. But I also knew, I don't think I should be doing this yet. Or I thought. So the whole entire drive there, it was like, I don't think I should get on the plane.
But you found your courage and you got on the plane.
I did.
And how was the flight for you? Did it hurt your body sitting down for that long? Laying down, I should say.
Did great.
Good.
I did great.
Good.
And then Kim and I had our rom-com moment at the airport.
You had your 90-day fiancé reunion at the gate.
Well, I was in a wheelchair. And I saw Kim because we hadn't seen each other in 7 weeks. And she saw me. She was standing there. She went from her gate to my gate.
Yeah.
She planned it because she's like that. So we landed like 10 minutes from each other. And the tears that came down my face were like, wouldn't stop. Couldn't believe it. Anyway, it was really beautiful.
I went out. I went to New York. I got there maybe a day earlier than you. And on my first night there, I had dinner with my friend who I haven't seen. She lives there. And we go to this restaurant and I walk in, we give each other a hug and I hear Kate. And I look up and across the restaurant was my friend Natalie sitting down with three of our other friends, people we know. And I know Natalie from it. Natalie's like, you know, a family friend. I've known Natalie since I was like 18. And it was such an odd Los Angeles reunion in the middle of New York City that I wasn't expecting. And Natalie then looks over to me and then she looks at me and she goes, look across the restaurant. And then across the restaurant was my family having dinner.
So insane. It's amazing.
And so there were my friends on one side, my family on the other. And it was such a beautiful little unplanned reunion. It was Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood in the middle of Manhattan.
It's so great. And your family was like, what are you doing here? And why didn't you tell us you were coming?
Right. And
didn't
then
you get some like flack?
Did I get some flack? Maybe
a
little.
I don't know how it goes like in New York, if you have family in New York. If
everyone understood. When I told them why I was there, they said, oh, of course. Understood. It was just such a beautifully unexpected moment, especially with my family, because I hadn't seen my aunt or my cousin in a little over a year. And I knew I wouldn't have a chance to on this trip.
That's so great.
It was adorable. And it made me so happy. But then after we like give each other hugs and we're just shocked over the coincidence, then I sit down and have dinner with my friend who I hadn't seen.
Yeah.
You know, because we were catching up. We also hadn't seen each other in a minute. So yeah, it was really cute. It was meant to be, obviously.
It's still happening. I mean, the sort of COVID release we all have, like meaning traveling and getting back to our lives. There's still so many people that you haven't connected with still. It's so great.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And then I went from New York to Philly to see my mom. I'll never do an East Coast trip without getting down to see Mary. And who did I have dinner with but one of our directors this season, M. Weinstein, because M. happens to live in Philly with their fiancé.
And they live where you said you grew up?
Or they live in the neighborhood. They live, like, Philly's a fairly small city. It's sort of broken up into little sections. You have Center City, South Philly, North Philly, West Philly.
Oh, my God. Here
blah,
we
blah,
go.
Blah.
Philly
anyway,
streets.
Yep, that's right. But M lives not far from my mom. Like, it's in the same area. So we met up and had dinner in a neighborhood that I haven't been to in years. And it's where a lot of my friends from grade school lived. So when we were walking around, I had all these memories.
I'm sure you did.
And we passed by a grade school friend's house that now is no longer a house. It's a pet daycare center. and I said oh, that's where we used to have parties in grade school when my friend's parents were not in town for the night.
Amazing. Now all the dogs are like partying in there.
Now they're raging inside. Yeah.
That's wild.
I know. So that was unexpected and sweet, and introduced me to a great restaurant that I would never have known existed had it not been for M, because M lives there and is a foodie.
Yeah, and I'm sure when you go, you're sort of not stuck in a rut, but I'm sure you and Mary do the same things. Or
when I'm visiting Mary, it's always, you know, we stay in the 7-block radius with her, because all of her little things are in that 7-block radius, and I'm there to help her. So to actually get out.
Yeah, and see Philly again in a different way.
Yeah, it was so nice. I wish it was a bit warmer so I could have walked around more, but yeah.
And how was Mary?
Mary's Mary. Mary's killing it.
I know, but let us all know. What's
the
latest?
She's doing great. She looks great. I give that woman a lot of credit. She is going to be 82 in the next few days, actually. And she's still walking around. She's certainly slowed down a bit. She doesn't walk as fast as she used to, but she goes out and she runs her errands, and I just admire.
In the heels? What does she do in the winter with the heels?
She has some sort of winter wedge, I suppose. You'd call it that. But I just admire her independence.
The winter wedge is so great. What a great term.
Yeah. And some friends are going to take her out to dinner on her birthday.
Oh, that's good. Why don't you tell her about the new restaurant?
Because it's too far away from Mary. Mary likes to stay in the vicinity.
In the seven.
She's not, I wouldn't call her an explorer. I think she's grown out of that. She just wants to keep it easy, keep it mellow.
Sure.
But she's a very independent woman, and I really admire that. Yes.
Great news.
Yes.
And then Anna taught her how to use her iPhone. That was the big.
Did Anna tell you that?
You did. Somebody's memory's slipping.
It is. Well, my birthday's also coming up, so.
If you go down with the memory, we stand no chance, Kate.
Zero chance.
So keep it together.
I'll try.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute. Ladies, we can all bond over this one. Imagine a bra that you actually want to wear. They're hard to find. We all know it. We've been through how many bra brands? Ugh. And you're like, I like this about it, but not this. Or they're just uncomfortable. Well, today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. It's real. Say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire without sacrificing lift. It's cool. It's like these little, I can't even describe it, like these little bone things. And it's like, I don't know how they do it, but it's brilliant. Plus, they've made fabric that's so soft, it feels like second skin. So you immediately feel and see the difference. So it's next level comfortable.
Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/pants. Now, after you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please, please support our show and tell them Pants sent you. honeylove.com/pants. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
I got my mom an iPhone. I know I've talked about this before, just for emergencies. But sadly, I wasn't there when she received it. So someone showed her how to charge it and do the basics. But she has to be told things a few times. She has to be reminded constantly. So I told her when Anna comes into town, she will be your teacher. And guess what? By the end of the trip, Mary had sent me a text. She had learned how to use her tip app for when she goes out to restaurants.
Amazing.
She has
I love that app.
She has her email now on her phone. Not to say that she's going to use it, because she says her fingers are clumsy, so she has a hard time writing on it. She sent me a GIF. I think it was by accident, but I'm going to take it as a win. And listen, she could have not touched this thing since we left, but I really admired that she could do these three things. And the one requirement that both of us had to instill in her is, anytime you leave the house, even if it's down the street and you bring your purse, bring your iPhone. So she's getting into that habit. So Anna taught her how to use the iPhone.
That's amazing. And what about the most important thing that any parent should know how to use? FaceTime.
She's not interested.
She's not into it.
She says, I don't have... Anna suggested that. Wouldn't you want us to have FaceTime so you can see Kate and she could show you around? No, no, darling. I don't want to look at myself if I don't have my face on. I don't need to see myself on camera. No, no, darling. So, no on the FaceTime with Mary. No, not interested. The lighting isn't right, the whole thing.
So, could I text Mary? You think I'm going to try it later?
Give it a shot. She's going to look at it. She listen.
Oh, actually, you know what? I might just still have her home number. I don't know if I have.
This is the funny part. So she has an iPhone, and I said, and we plugged in a bunch of numbers of people that she could contact on that iPhone. And I said, do you want to send a text to them to say, oh, look, I can use my iPhone now? No, darling, I don't want people to know I have an iPhone. Why?
I wish I could do that. I said, great.
No, here's her reason. You're gonna like her reason even more. And we're like, that's the point of an iPhone. Who even has? That's everyone's main of communication. Because I prefer to use the landline. I'd rather them have that number.
Well, you have a. Come on.
I don't have a landline anymore.
No, I know, but you were very upset to let it go.
I was, but I had a landline because in the neighborhood we used to live in.
I know. No reception.
We had bad reception. It was spotty. So at least the landline was a clear connection. She has no excuse. Anywhere you go in Philly, it's clear as a bell. So she wants that iPhone. And it's not is it a landline? It's a landline with a cord, one of those corkscrew cords.
Does it hang on the wall or is it like on a table?
The one in the kitchen hangs on the wall. The one in That's her bedroom ours, is sitting there.
Ours growing up was in the kitchen on the wall. It was red.
Hers is a blue and a beige. I mean, I'm talking as vintage as they get.
Yeah. I miss those.
Me too. They were great.
Did you ever see that on Ellen that they had phones and I think there was a timer or so. I can't remember, but they had a girl who was, she must have been like 20. She didn't know how to use it.
No, I didn't.
It was I'll try to find
it. That's depressing. That's really depressing.
Well, that sounds like a fantastic trip with your mom.
It was great. New York was great. It was a really special trip in New York.
It really was.
It really was special. Something I'm never going to forget. I'm so happy to be there for it. Then you left and then I'm back. I got back yesterday. And boy, does it feel good to come home.
Yeah. And it's raining. It's like the coziest day.
Great. Rain it down because we need it. It's going to rain tomorrow. Bring it
My
on.
My orange tree, I've been so worried about it. And I've talked to Pedro. I'm like, it's not getting enough water. Because usually it's like it's packed with oranges right now, but they're pale. And they're usually like, I'm picking them by now. And I'm worried. It's my favorite tree.
Is it?
Anyway, I think it's water. I think it's a water thing. So I'm very happy about the rain.
It's going to get a drink today and tomorrow.
Yeah, we can't, it's LA. We have to, our water supply is bad.
It's terrible.
So rain is great.
When we were in New York, it was pouring rain. When we were in Philly, it was pouring rain.
I know. I'm into all of it.
I wish I brought better shoes for that weather. I had no idea it was going to rain that much.
Guess what? You'll be proud of me. My shoe selection this time.
On point?
Was on point.
How many did you bring?
I brought one pair of boots and they were rubber soles and I didn't get one blister.
Oh, right. So we left the Doc Martens at home?
We did.
Okay. Have we shared that story before? It's one of my favorites.
That's why I was giving an update on my shoe selection. It got better. I thought of you. I thought of all our pants listeners. And I was like, do it right this time.
Have you worn those white Doc Martens since
Never.
That fateful trip?
No. You know so what? They're... I took them to Texas because I thought.
Good place to break them
maybe
in.
Maybe it's the kind of thing I'll wear or I'll just wear one day to like, drive two blocks to the grocery store and come home in them.
Okay.
And feel cute for that trip, but then take them off. I was like, this is a place to leave.
They're just
them.
Withering away in Texas.
You know, it's funny. I have on the clothes rack, I have, what do you call those things where you zip them and, they're like clothes bags.
Oh, the mesh bags where you can put the little things.
Not mesh. They're like, to keep your clothes okay when you're gone. Because, I'll be gone for months.
Oh.
The clothes selection that I leave in Texas is hilarious.
Why?
Like, I looked at it last time I was there and I was like, what is this? I'll tell you what it is. It's full of things that I've bought. Okay, we all know my dressing style, right? Well, it's also like I still hang on to who I was when I was 20.
You always have.
Pink haired club kit. I know, but there's, right. And I hope deep down that I'll never change and that I'll dress this way until I'm Mary's age. I sometimes get scared to wear stuff like that here But like when you go to Marfa, like it's like, there's, you know, music festivals and art gallery openings, and there's things where you can, I guess I can kind of get my freak on there a little bit. So when I go, I like leave these items there. Like, so I'm like, oh, I'll wear that there. I'll wear that there. I'll wear that there. But now it's a whole, like a collection of like insane eccentric clothing.
Archival 90s clothes.
Just something. And then I show up with like my clothes I wear normally. And then I look at these clothes and I'm like, well, when the hell am I going to wear that?
Do you have the entire...
But I'm glad it's there in case I need it.
Do you have the entire X-Girl capsule from 1995?
It's kind of like that.
I love it. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just funny. You look at it and you're like, I mean, I guess maybe I'll pull that out one day.
I'm no fortune teller, but I'm willing to bet that you're never going to lose that side of yourself, even when you are Mary's age. You're always going to hang on to that little spunk. You'll never let it go. You would be upset if you did. And you'd say,
oh my
God,
can you imagine if I was conservative and I had like all black clothing?
Yeah, it's even, or just losing the color and the flair, the things that make you you. You would be so resentful toward yourself if you got that bug up your ass and decided to get rid of it all.
Yeah, like I'm too old for that. Like, yeah, I can't, I know.
And you went through that before. You've had a period or two, they were brief, where you've gotten rid of things because you felt like you were past the expiration date. And you kicked yourself in the ass because of it.
You're
never going to do it again. You're going to hang on to all of it.
I appreciate you recognizing that in me and supporting me through this. Yeah,
it's great. You always say that you feel like I wear too much color. I need to tone it down. Says who? Keep going. Go big.
Yeah. Thank you, Kate.
Welcome.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute.
How's Kim feeling? Can we share?
Said like a real friend. Speaking of real friends, I really have a lot of public announcements today. I just want to publicly say this today. You have been such a beautiful friend to me over the last month. Yeah.
Oh, leash.
Yeah. And it really means a lot. And not to say that I hope you injure yourself, but
can you
if
knock
you
on
ever
wood?
Do, I cannot wait to repay this.
I don't want you to repay it.
No,
you
but it just, it meant it. A lot. For how you took care of me. And
that's
thank
what,
you.
You're my best friend. That's what
I know,
someone
but it
does.
Just, you know, someone when someone shows a different side, you're like, wow.
That's
it just really
though.
Makes you feel loved. Thank you.
Oh, I love you. You know that.
I love you back. Kim is doing great. So Kim,
can we share this?
She got COVID. So
the last man standing got COVID.
She's never had it. And we're on the plane. We both still mask on the plane. I don't care what people think.
Can I interject very quickly for this? I'm not going to get into some whole political debate about masks. This is not what this is about. But it shocks me that no one wears masks on airplanes, including the flight attendants.
Yeah, everyone's raw dogging it. They're just...
raw dogging it. Like, you guys do you if you want, but I'm going to... not me. No,
it's
thank
fine.
You.
Everyone can do what they want.
Yeah, everyone can do what they want. But it's just shocking because since when is this over?
It's not over. I think people are just over it.
I am too. Who isn't? But yeah. I'd rather be safe.
I just don't
want to
get it.
Exactly.
So Kim has her mask on. We're both so excited to fly home. She hasn't been home in forever. Can't wait to get home. And she's all. I looked over at her and I was like, And so the second we walked in the door, we tested and she tested positive. So she got it somewhere in New York, I guess. And then we say goodbye to each other again. She's been over in the guest house for the last 5 days. But she
Poor
comes over,
thing.
Like you heard her earlier. She came over to make some tea. And
I saw her sitting in the kitchen through the camera. She has a mask on. She's got gloves. The whole hazmat.
She wears gloves too. Yeah.
The whole hazmat regalia. I will say, we were texting yesterday.
I didn't get it also. I think you and I still have.
What? Antibodies?
We must. I was around her all through New York.
I would love if we had antibodies.
Well, how did I not get it?
I was thinking that to myself as well. How did I not get it?
That's
I'm
so
not gonna,
odd.
You know what? I'm
I
not
know,
gonna question
cares?
Fate. I'll just be grateful. Neither of us received it. Anna still has her antibodies from when she had it in September, but Kim really fought the good fight here for 3 years.
Oh my God. She's incredible. And she's already almost better. She's got a the immune system of an ox or something. I don't know what, it's crazy. Yeah, I told her, I was like, well, you're about to have the greatest 90 days of your life. It's so fun. When you really have that confidence that you're okay.
Also, she's going to have to go back to work in the winter soon. So the fact that she'll have that in those elements doing what she's doing.
Yes, and everyone in her production was getting it.
Of course they were. It's that time of year.
I mean, maybe she got it there and flew to New York. Who knows?
Well, if that's the case, then all of us are infected as well because we were in such close contact with each other.
I miss her again.
We'll send her my love.
We were both like, really?
I felt, you know what my first thought was when you told me she was positive? I thought about the Christmas tree. I know how excited she was to get home.
It was going to be the first thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And get her Christmas tree because I know Kim loves a Christmas tree. And
it's her favorite day.
Yeah. And I just thought that's so sad because that's what she was intending to do, like the day after you got back.
I know. We've talked about it a lot because it's really upset her. And because of that, I said, why don't you go out to the shed with your gloves and your mask, get the two Christmas boxes and bring them in, and I'll put up whatever I can without hurting myself. I will put up little things. So in the window, there's the little bottle brush trees. We did the tiny lights and our wreath. So there's something Christmassy happening in the meantime until we can get to the Christmas tree place.
Are you able to drive yet? How do you feel driving?
Yes, I drove for the first time. I wouldn't say I'm a safe driver, and I probably am in a... No, I do. I have to go do something tomorrow. I'm like Frankenstein. Like my whole body turns to like merge.
Oh, because of your neck.
Yeah,
right?
I have to like merge. I got spinal surgery. I guess we should just say what I did.
Oh, anyway, thank God. Why is this so quiet?
Fucking nightmare. Well, I was trying to be like private. I don't know. Anyway.
You had two discs replaced.
Goddamn nightmare.
That's serious.
Yeah. Anyway, I turned to the left. I turned to the right. And, you know, hopefully nobody's there.
Who are we? We were calling you Joan Cusack from 16 Candles.
I know.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, when I merge, I kind of look and I just go for it and change lanes.
And God help us all.
I'll only go out when I have to go to PT. That's why I'm leaving.
I have to go out tomorrow. I have to, I believe, do some final post stuff.
I do too. That's the other thing I have to do.
The last couple episodes of the season and maybe forever. I'm just being honest. And so I'll be out. So in case you were terrified of running errands and Kim needed anything, I could grab it on my way home.
Oh, you're sweet. Well, Kim's, you know, she's got the deliveries
true.
Happening. She's good.
She's true. Like, she has all these people on speed dial.
Thank you. I think I'm okay. I think I'm back out in the world slowly.
Right.
Yeah. And then tonight's Sunday. I guess another episode's coming out today. It's Halloween in December.
Halloween in December.
Yeah.
I don't know about any of you, but I like to celebrate my holidays 2 months after the fact.
Don't we all?
Just to be different. Just to switch it up and have a different energy. Yeah, tonight's the Halloween episode. I'm sure at this point people have even seen it.
I only really ever remember what I did because everyone has such different storylines that I'm like...
Well, everyone is so beyond fragmented.
Right, so I never know. I'm like, I wonder what happened to Danny this week.
Right. Well, I can assure you whatever is happening to Danny holds no relevance to what's happening to Alice.
That's what I mean.
Right, exactly.
So I almost tune in out of curiosity. I mean, I remember the read-throughs, and then after that, it's like,
yeah,
we all go our separate ways.
I know that it's Kehlani's last episode.
Oh, wow. That was quick.
That was super quick. We all knew it was going to be quick, though. Kehlani was about to go on an epic world tour.
Right. And she's like, I have a life and a career.
Totally. And in between massive rehearsals for the prep of this tour, Kehlani was coming to set to shoot with us. So we knew this was a short-lived thing, unfortunately.
You're welcome.
Right. If Kehlani was able to actually be a significant role in this, I think the storyline with Ivy would have had more of a substantial...
Had some legs.
Yeah, it would have had legs. But knowing that it was a three-episode stint...
Well, you can't say that with the writers. They could have squashed it anyway.
And we have a special returning character from the original coming in episode 4. as well.
Yes, that is huge. A big deal. It's huge. A huge deal.
Huge. It was really huge. I was really happy to see him again. And one
and you
thing,
got to be in a scene with him.
I got to be in a scene with him. And I was like, yeah, great. No problem. Sounds good. And the conversation was, okay, what would you talk about? You know, obviously there's going to be some acknowledgement over the previous series, but what else would you talk about? And I said, well, the common thread these two characters had together was Jenny. Like, that is the only reason why I personally
knew. They
knew
each other.
Exactly. And if we haven't seen each other in however many years it's been, can we talk about our dead friend? I know Jenny was problematic. That's beside the point. She died. Can we talk about that? I don't recall winning that argument. But I do recall having that conversation. And I wonder if anyone who watched it thought, why wouldn't they talk about Jenny? I don't know why we can't talk about Jenny. I just don't get it. Like, this character, again, whether you loved her or hated her, was so significant. The show never would have been what it was without her.
Oh my God. She was not only the most, she brought us into the world of the L word. I mean,
yeah.
Jenny was everything. Without Jenny, there would be no L word.
Precisely. And when this full season, you know, finishes its run and people have seen it all, I probably will bring it up again just because.
Well, here's the thing. And with our whole recapping situation, 20 years have gone by since we filmed the original. So like talking about it is so fun and we're so free. We're so able to talk about it. Permission granted sort of thing.
Yeah, what's done is done.
I think right now with this series, we can't, I mean, I would have the time of my life recapping Gen Q. I just think it's too early. And we will do it one day.
One day. Maybe when I'm in my 50s.
That's a long time. Well.
Well, that's one day, isn't it?
Well, before we wrap up, let's tell everybody what we're about to do.
Pants is going to take a holiday break.
Pants, as in you and I, are going to take 2 weeks off. What are you going to do with it? I mean, to not do this for 2 weeks. My head is like that little emoji with the...
Well, we're going to reconvene in 2 weeks. And before you know it, these 2 weeks are going to be over. And then we're going to say, oh, look, no time has passed. So I'm not really...
I'm building it up. You're building it down.
Correct. But anyway, Pockets, we wish you the happiest of holidays. Please be safe. Have the best time with your friends and family.
Have the best time. I hope everybody just like really is grateful this season to be together, hope everyone's healthy. I think that's the most important thing.
No, we love you.
Love the ones. Oh, I was about to get a big.
Oh, you're
going to really holiday.
Oh, you want to go big? All right, go big. All right, fuck it. Well,
they
anyway,
know what I was going to say. Happy holidays, everybody.
Love you, Pockets.
Love you. Thank you for listening to Pants, a podcast brought to you by Kate Menig and me, Leisha Haley. Produced by Melissa DeMonts. Please listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow Pants on Instagram at ThePantsPod. Theme song by Carolina Para of the band CSS. Graphics are by Love Fox.